This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The toll of a month and a half of war is being felt in Israel and Gaza. CBS's MTS Taieb says hundreds are now fleeing Gaza's largest hospital with no clear place to go or expectation on what might happen next.
Israel denies making the evacuation order. But as hundreds fled the medical facility, several holding makeshift white flags. Israeli sniper fire crackled nearby. Israel's armed forces seized Al-Shifa Hospital earlier this week after accusing Hamas of running a command center beneath it, but has so far provided limited evidence.
President Biden is trying to appease his critics, including fellow Democrats, wondering just where the U.S. brokered deal to end the fighting is. CBS's Christina Ruffini on an op-ed he wrote in the Washington Post.
In recent days and weeks, the Biden administration has faced increasing internal pressure from fellow Democratic Party members, senators, and rank-and-file diplomats to call for a ceasefire to protect Palestinian civilians. This op-ed doesn't do that, but it does reiterate the need for a permanent two-state solution, a Palestinian-controlled homeland, and the president writes, quote, "I too am heartbroken by the images out of Gaza and the deaths of many thousands of civilians, including children."
The checkered flag is preparing to drop at this hour as Las Vegas gives Formula One a test drive with its first ever race along the city's famous strip. The Athletic's Luke Smith says after some weather-related challenges in the practice run, the course appears ready for prime time.
Visually on TV, this does look really, really spectacular. So I think it is doing everything that Formula One wanted it to be doing. And yeah, I think the race is very much back on track.
Well, speaking of speed, hip-hop music mogul Sean Combs and singer Cassie reached a settlement less than a day after her bombshell lawsuit accusing him of rape, physical abuse, and sex trafficking. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's advantageous for both sides to reach a quick settlement. For Sean Combs, he doesn't want this to drag out. He doesn't want us to keep talking about the allegations against him.
SpaceX made a second attempt to launch its mega rocket Starship, but lost both the booster and the spacecraft in a pair of explosions minutes into the test flight. Correspondent Mark Strassman says it's being viewed as a triumphant learning experience by SpaceX.
I would definitely classify this as a success.
Former astronaut Garrett Reisman is a SpaceX advisor. He says many of the issues that caused Starship's first test flight to explode back in April were successfully fixed this second go around.
Now they know what the next set of problems are, and I'm optimistic that they'll go and fix those.
The FAA has put a hold on future test flights as it oversees an investigation.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the UPS store here in Madison, North Sherman Avenue and Northgate Mall, and Essex Square by Easttown. You can also find information at the upsstore.com. The Almas, they are in studio right now. Let's hear one of their songs. This is called Cage. It's the Almas on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Feel it under my skin. It's an insatiable itch. Breathe in, stretching through the surface. I can't indulge these urges.
You're always been my cage.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Almas. That song is called Cage. So good. So good. It's so rocking. I love the vocals in that song. Rocker, it's a winner.
Jimmy, one of the fastest rising bands across the nation calls New Munster, Wisconsin their home. Winner of Rock Band of the Year, at this year's Josie Awards, the Almas are a relentless touring band clocking in 39,000 miles in 2022. Here in the studio with us tonight is founder and guitarist Frank Slifka and vocalist Crystal Teagland. Crystal, Frank, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Man, good Thanks to for having be us. Here, man. This is great.
Oh, it's so good to see you, and I'm like really psyched that you guys are going to be coming in here in just a really, you know, another month or two to play live.
January.
Yeah, we're
actually
excited for that.
They're here casing to join out. Make sure everything is good.
Yeah, scoping they had to come in and make sure we were legit.
Right. I hope we're legit.
So far we're vibing out pretty well here.
It seems
we like
legit.
You guys.
We're tricking you good. We're tricking you good.
Frank, for those who us of us that may not be familiar with the Almas or New Munster, Wisconsin, give us a little backstory. How did you start a band in rural Wisconsin town to become the Josie Rock Band of the Year? I mean, tell us about your band.
Well, New Munster is actually where we kind of called home for practice. You know, initially we were in the Kenosha scene for the longest time, you know, and I always worked there with my other former bands and everything. And, taking a rural band and turning it into an award-winning band is called getting out of Wisconsin. No, just our rural home. We love Wisconsin, but it took us moving out of our local scene and expanding. And it was just kind of setting small goals, man.
What's the scene like over in Kenosha? I know a couple of bands out of Kenosha over the years. What's it like in Main Street, Kenosha, or in that area for local music?
It's actually insanely good, man. Yeah. When I started in the scene, it was a bunch of just punk and metal, you know. The rock scene did not exist.
And right.
Through the years, it's gotten really, really good. There's a lot of dedicated musicians there, a lot of people, and we really do have a good scene.
What's your favorite venue in Kenosha?
Bratstop.
Yeah.
The Bratstop.
Love the Bratstop.
We actually just literally played there last night. It was our homecoming show from a month-long tour, and it was really nice to just end it all at home.
Yeah, that's the place we've kind of called our home venue now.
Because that started off like down south, right, towards Texas, or when you worked your way up to Kenosha?
Yeah, we kicked it off in Nashville, because right before the awards show, we booked a show out in Nashville, because we were like, well, who knows what's happening? We're just going to dress up and kind of show up to the awards ceremony, because we've never done something like that before. It was a whole new experience for us. We did not know what to expect, and we're like, well, no matter how it goes, at least we know that we can rock out real good, so let's book a show, let's make a really fun night pre-party, for ourselves, and then go to the award show. And that was just a whole insane thing.
But since you brought up the award show, I mean, that's the Josie Awards, and that's the GMA. What's the significance of that award?
The JMAs is like the Grammys for independent artists.
Okay.
And that was in Nashville.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Another musician that we play quite often here on Max Inc. Radio, Jenna Jane, she won an award that night, I believe.
Now, tell us what you were feeling sitting in the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, and your band is announced as winner of Rock Band of the Year for the Josie Awards.
Well,
what was going through your mind? You said you didn't know, but, all of a sudden it just popped on you?
Well, yeah, man. Like, we go there, we're thinking, oh, they're just going to hand out awards, and I didn't understand the extent of how important this was. And
The venue itself
and the whole event, and all of a sudden, they're calling up, the first award winner, and people are making speeches. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I'm going to have to say something, man.
Imposter syndrome hit real hard.
We probably won't win. We won't win.
We're like, oh, no, this is not us.
So for me, I'm all nervous. I'm like, I got to come up with something. It's got to be good,
What was that something? What was your acceptance speech?
I pretty much dedicated, you know, our success, not because of us, but because all the people who work behind the scenes, like our producer, our management, our label, and really the fans. Because without people listening, there's no band.
And at the time, you're nervous as hell because you're worried about forgetting somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. But yeah, it was nerve wracking, you know.
Well, tell us about how it happened. Like, tell us when they got up there and announced it. I mean, who were you up against? What was the dynamic of the scene?
Well, we'd only briefly looked up the other bands that were in the category.
Actually, on the drive there.
Like, on the drive down there. Because to be truthful, we didn't know what the JMAs were. We didn't know the impact of it or anything up until, like, all of a sudden we're nominated for, you know, an award. And we're like, oh, okay, what are we up against? What are we going for? And just watching all of these dedicated musicians that we're up against as well, we're like, okay, well, I mean, it's cool to be a part of this. It's an honor to even be considered. And like, they were different, like, genres, because we were also up for music video, but we weren't sure exactly what the criteria was being judged and all of that. And the video that we put out at the time was the only video that we had for the new EP coming out for Cage. And it's very dark, and we're not sure if any of the backstory was, like, being put forward, or if they were just looking for the aesthetics or what, but it was very much so like a country-based thing, I think, that we were kind of up in. And we're like little rock band here from Wisconsin.
We were out of our
in
league,
Nashville,
man.
Up against country artists for music video. Yeah, and so that one we didn't end up getting. But when it came to the rock band category, then we were like, okay, well, this could go any direction.
Right.
But that one I think felt a little bit more impactful for us to receive, because this year we're just out for an incredibly long period of time on the road touring and putting all of the time and effort into it. We're exhausted. And so being up for such a, you know, impactful award, we're like, wow, this is kind of crazy.
Yeah, makes people you feel good about your accomplishment.
Yeah, it makes it feel like it's worth it.
What did your parents say? You know, parents are always involved with their kids. And
I think they were more excited than we were. And not to discredit how we were feeling, but I honestly feel our parents were a lot more involved in this whole thing than we were. But Andrew's mom, even, like, we got the award, and for the next, like, 10 minutes, she wouldn't stop saying, oh, my God, oh, my God.
There's a video recording. That's all you hear,
man.
Yeah,
all you hear in the background is Andrew's mom, and it's the sweetest, like, it was heart-wrenching, actually, listening to that back.
Wow.
The families loved it.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
How cool is that? Well, the Almas are performing right here in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on January 20th. The date is significant because it's the one-year anniversary of the release of their first single, Cage, which shot into the top 10 on mainstream active rock radio SMR charts. Tell us about the song, working with producer Kyle Odell, and how it felt busting into the top 10.
Well, Kyle Odell, he's a wizard, man.
He is.
He's a great guy. He really figured out who we were as artists and helped us really refine our sound, especially in this new EP. He really just honed in on who we were, really found Crystal's voice and everything. And Cage was actually the last song that we recorded for that EP.
Yeah, he took songwriting for us to a whole new level. You know, our last song that we recorded before this was Reflection, and that one took us about 2 months. Well, when we hit the studio, we had 2 weeks to create as much content as we could, and we came out with 5 songs, and we were like, this is crazy. It was stressful. It was a very healthy, I guess, kick in the butt to just work in the moment and get it done and just put your feelings out there, and what it is what it is.
I believe Cage was written in a day, and to have that go to number 10, and the song written in a day, it feels pretty good, man. I'm like, all right, we can do this, I think.
Where recorded? Here in Wisconsin? Or in outside?
Nashville.
Nashville.
Yeah.
And you have a second song that we're going to play in just a couple of minutes, Crown. That's made it up to number 18, too. So now
that's another crazy one.
Now you have 2 songs. Tell us the story behind behind that. I'm sorry, rocker. I guess I guess tell us about how cool it is to have just two songs in a national chart like that.
Yeah, I mean, Cage, we intentionally put up to radio because mostly Kyle told us to. He was like, he was like, you got to take this one to radio. And we're like, okay, whatever you say, man. So we trusted him and we trusted the process. And then when we signed to Wake Up Music Rocks, Pepper wanted to release Crowns to radio. And we weren't really sure if that one would do well with the rock, you know, radio.
It's just different from Cage to Crowns. They're still rock songs, but they're different. Yeah. Crowns has a much more poppier, kind of dancey feel to it. And we didn't know how it was going to take. And have it go to 18, I'm like, okay, that's cool too, man.
Yeah, we were so impressed at how well it did actually do and how many people were actually requesting it for their stations. We're like, wow, thank you for the support.
Yeah, that used to not be my favorite song, but it's
my
grown on me
now.
That's the way
it always works. You know, your least favorite song. I've heard that a lot from bands. Your least favorite song is the crowd favorite.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of pop, I have to notice that you're wearing a Taylor Swift shirt.
Yes, I've become a Swiftie.
I've corrupted him.
Yeah, it's her fault.
It's almost a metal font.
Yes.
Right? Black with some, you know, cryptic writing on it. It's pretty cool.
It's the Reputation era.
We went
favorite.
And saw the T-Swift movie. And to see the production and everything, and just to have her, such a businesswoman. She's someone to aspire to if you're in a band and doing the thing. She's really got to figure it out.
Genres aside, she knows what she's doing.
She does.
Now, the Almas just finished a southern tour last night in Kenosha, we just mentioned. And in February, you're headed out to the West Coast with the Cottonmouth Kings. Tell us any highlights from your last tour and what's in the works for the next tour.
Well, on this last tour, we wrapped up with our buddies in Reign of Z out of Pennsylvania. We were on tour with them earlier this year, and we decided that we wanted to hit the road again. So we were out with some friends, and so that always is a fun time. And we actually ended up doing something, you know, fun and creative where we could mix it up every night because we did a co-headlining run with them. And so whenever they would headline, they would bring me up for a song. And whenever we would headline, we'd brought them up for a song.
That's fun.
So I had Zosha, the vocalist of Reign of Z, come up and sing Crowns with me. And so that made it really special, having to, you know, kind of going further than, we're just on tour together doing our thing, they're doing their thing. You know, doing group activities like going to Cadillac Ranch in Texas. Yeah. And we popped their cherry at Roosters. In Vega, Texas. Best Tex-Mex.
Best Tex-Mex.
Love the tacos.
Oh, man, I'm hungry now.
Frank and Crystal here from the Almas. They're coming back to play live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio on January 20th. We are so looking forward to that. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, we are too.
In the meantime, if people wanted to buy your music, follow you on the socials, how do we do that?
Crystal, that's all you. I hate this part.
Well, we try and make it easy for ourselves and everybody else. It's at Almas The Band for everything. So Almas The Band, and that's almastheband.com, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. All of our streaming platforms are all on our website as well. So if you guys want to find anything, definitely check us out there. We got all our tour dates. We've got merchandise available. But for the most part, merchandise is like at live shows. So that's that. But if you want to buy the music, then you can buy the music online.
Like, subscribe, comment, because the algorithm loves it.
Yes.
Are you guys pretty active? You reply to the comments and stuff?
Yes.
We personally do.
Stay with the people. Thank you so much for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you guys. Can't wait to see you in January. You're live in the Lair. Blow the roof off of Max Inc. Radio here.
Oh, yeah.
I think we got a treat coming for that one, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Almas and Crowns on Max Inc. Civic Media. We are local music.
I quit the world today. No need to feed the pain. 'Cause it's what's trending right now. Don't need the sympathy. Digital therapy. Personally, sorry, but not sorry. Not here to talk about all the times I've been.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Amas there and Crowns. Love the vocals in the Amas. Thanks to Crystal and Frank for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Hey, the UW Mad Hatters, they're in studio. We'll have a chat with them right now in an a cappella UW group from Madison. Right now, Jaden James, she's coming to Madison December 9th at the High Noon Saloon, and she'll be on the show next week. Here's her new song on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We just love to cry out here playing victim all the time. With a body like this, it's no surprise. Took me too long to see you're a bad guy. Got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay. Oh, you got this way. Oh, yes, you do. Of making me stay.
Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-Lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. Then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands.
Rust across half court. He'll hoist one up. He hit it! Right side, Monte Ball to the 20, to the 15, Ball the 10, Ball the 5, Ball to the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin! The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Ball!
Bollinger under his center, Casey Robach takes, gives it to Dane, straight ahead, Dane across the 20, he's to the 25, cuts right, Dane to the 30, 35, Dane across the 40, Dane across the 45!
Maxine Cost Civic Media, we are local music. That is the UW Mad Hatters and their rendition of Sweet Caroline. That's done in a cappella style by the UW Mad Hatters, an all-male student-run group at UW-Madison Rocker.
Jimmy, the Mad Hatters have their annual winter shows coming up, and here to tell us more is music director Emmett Milligan and business manager Jonah Morioka. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Gentlemen.
Hi, thanks. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Rocker, before we get into it, I have to compliment the mixing in of Badger calls from some iconic games over the years. Holy
Monty
cow.
Monty Ball.
My particular favorites was the Ohio State the Badgers running the touchdown back opening kickoff. And then also the Ron Dane record breaker.
Yeah, the Ron Dane is definitely my favorite.
Yes.
Wow.
Were you at that game? Did you watch that live? Or?
Was a little young for yeah. it, unfortunately.
I was there.
You at that game,
yeah,
Jimmy?
I was. Well, with Al.
Oh, yeah. And Ron still lives in the area, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Emmett, let's start with you. You're a senior and your major is history. Why did you try out for the Mad Hatters?
Yes, I actually love telling this story. So I'd always wanted to be either history or education major, and had done music throughout all of high school. Didn't want to give that up, even though I knew it wasn't going to be part of a career. And I had my choir teacher in high school who was an alumni of UW and an alumni of the group. So through him, I was able to learn a lot about the group going into my freshman year. And then I just felt so lucky to have, you know, been accepted through our audition process.
Now, who is this teacher and what city was that in?
It was in Madison, so I'm from Madison.
Oh, okay.
Luke Krovatstetter was my choir teacher, and he pointed me on the right path.
And now, what is your role as the music director for the UW Mad Hatters?
Yeah, so music director is a pretty all-encompassing role. I'm involved in, like, running rehearsals. You're kind of the choir teacher of these college students. Besides that, choosing set lists, actually arranging the songs probably takes up the most sheer hours because you have to physically turn these songs from, you know, instrumental tracks into just vocals, which can take a little bit of gymnastics.
Sit around and, like, figure out the drum beats?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That'd be my favorite part. Jonah, you are also a senior, and one of your majors is finance, so you make the perfect business manager for Mad Hatters. Why did you want to sing with the group?
I came in my freshman year. You know, it was right after COVID, you know, and I was really – and I'd sang all throughout high school, and I just really wanted to keep it going. And I got an email one day saying the Mad Hatters were holding auditions. So at the time, they weren't in person. They were online. So I had to send in a video of myself singing. I recorded it in my dorm common room. And there were like three people in there looking at me like I was really weird. But I sent that in. Didn't really think much of it. 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, you know, we'd like to have you back for a callback. And then, you know, I got in the group and, you know, it's been a great ride ever since.
Amazing. Wow. How many people are in the group, Mad Hatters?
There's 15 right now.
15 of you. All right. And you all perform at the same time, or do you guys kind of get in groups and perform in groups at different events?
Yeah, typically we perform all together.
Okay.
Just better that way. You got to complete the whole kit of the band, so you got to have all the moving pieces in there.
And so does one guy do the drums, or does, like, multiple people take care of all those sounds?
Yeah, right now we have one guy doing drums with one sort of alternate beatboxer. usually, since I've been in the group, we've done just one beatboxer doing all the timekeeping. But in the past, we've had two. You could really make some interesting sounds with that. Just twice as many fills you can have on any given song. You know.
You know, we just played Sweet Caroline. One of the fun parts of going to a Badger game here in Madison is the crowd participation throughout the game, and the crowd always has a good time with Sweet Caroline when it's played.
Yeah. I actually, we do Sweet Caroline at every show.
Right.
I'm actually the soloist on that one.
Nice.
You know, it's really fun. It's really fun when you're at the show and you're like, you know, like Sweet Caroline. Everyone's like, bop, bop, bop. You know? Yeah.
That's one of the songs when it's done right, you're singing it well. People want to sing it with you.
Yeah.
Jonah, you're also majoring in Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I am actually Japanese. I moved to the U.S. In seventh grade. So, and I haven't really been using that much Japanese since. So I've actually lost a lot of it. So part of the reason I decided to start taking Japanese was, you know, I wanted to kind of keep that in my life. And I figured, you know, by studying it, it's a good way for me to constantly get practice.
So as a seven-year-old kid coming over to the U.S. from Japan, what was the biggest, like, cultural difference that you found?
I gotta say, probably the food. You know, it's the Big Macs and the fries. You
oh,
know,
the bad.
I was thinking it might be like the toilets.
Oh yeah. The bidets are super nice over there.
you need to find a gentleman here in Madison. He's the lead singer for Lords of the Trident, Ty Christian. You need to hook up with him.
Yeah, he ordered bidets from Japan and installed them in his house.
Oh my!
More than one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, they're really nice.
Now, to be fair, there's also a women-only a cappella group in UW-Madison with a similar setup. What do you know about the history of these groups? Now, Mad Hatter started in 97?
Yes, 97. So there are actually two. There's Tangled Up in Blue, and then there's Pitches and Notes. Both of those groups are all female, and then all female voices, I should say. And then there are a handful of co-ed groups taken from both types of voices. And then there's one other male a cappella group. We have probably the strongest relationship with Tangled Up in Blue, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I'm dating one of them, so you figure.
Oh, boy.
But
the
yeah.
truth comes out on Max Inc. Radio.
The harmonies have to be good, right?
What'd you say?
The harmonies have to be good.
Oh, yeah, the harmonies are great.
Yes.
Now, Big Mad Hatter's winter shows coming up on Saturday, December 9th, and in a new, bigger venue, how can people get tickets?
Yeah, so we have our winter show on December 9th. We have two shows, a 2 p.m. show and a 7 p.m. show. I regret to say that we've already sold out our evening show, but we do have tickets available for our 2 p.m. matinee show. It's at University Theater, and you can get tickets on campusartsticketing.com.
And how do we learn more about Mad Hatters online and keep up with your guys' show schedule and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you can visit our website at madhattersuw.org, or if you'd kind of like to keep up with us as we go, follow us on our Facebook at madhattersuw or on our Instagram under the same name as well.
I assume if there's somebody that's coming into school that's interested in singing with Mad Hatters, that's how they would get a hold of you guys too, right?
Yeah, that or our email under the same name. Yeah, we implore any upcoming freshman to please try out for us. It's a really fun time.
It's a great, I love a cappella music. It's so fun. I was kidding with Rocker before the show. You know, we should book a barbershop quartet or something like that in the Lair or the Mad Hatters.
Well, yeah. Guess what? The Mad Hatters are booked in the Lair on February 24th, Jimmy.
It's like a miracle just happened in the Mad Radio studios. That's awesome. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the great music. Before we go, tell us about the song we're about to play, Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh yeah, this is one of our favorites. And if you have already gotten tickets to this semester's show, you will be hearing it on December 9th. But yeah, this is one of our favorites. Although if you're listening very very closely, you can see how tiring it would be to be singing all the notes that they are singing in this one.
It's pretty impressive, actually. It's the UW Mad Hatters and their rendition of Mr. Blue Skies. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight.
shades where once was pity, Mr. Blue. Sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Where did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Welcome to the human race. Celebration, Mr. Blue Sky's out there waiting. And today is the day we've waited for. Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Mr. Blue, you did it right. But soon comes Mr. Night, creeping over. Now his hand is on your shoulder. Never mind, I'll remember you this. I'll remember you this way.
Mr. Blue,
please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
Maxine on Civic Media. We are local music. The UW Mad Hatter's there, and their song, Mr. Blue Sky, or I should say their rendition. How cool is that? On Wisconsin, you know? Hey, coming up, we got a double dip of Dana Perry. Amelia Ford is live in the lair tonight. Plus, we're going to talk about Joey's song coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right now, it's Herd of Bison and Surrounded. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules are
other people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie, it's sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of who I become. So surrounded,
surrounded,
grounded,
grounded,
founded,
dumbfounded,
astounded,
astounded,
discounted,
discounted
by the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. It's crowded when everybody is shopping. It gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I'll never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me. The sound fair,
though I still feel so surrounded. Surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed, especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye, it happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty,
like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky,
invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I cleared my mind, it was really
misty.
Do you want to worry on if I make it to 50? Watch your body, some people are so
filthy.
That's why I don't stay surrounded, cause I need my space. So undeniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth, even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing, we all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Surrounded.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hey, we're getting closer now. Running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now. I swear your energy is simply divine. Sitting on cloud nine.
Maxico Civic Media, we are local music. That's Pink Halo, Speed of Light. Hey, we got Live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock. Amelia Ford is going to perform live. I've had this date circled on my calendar for so long. It's coming up at 9 o'clock, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Move to Madison.com. Plus, we got a double dip of Dana Perry just around the corner. Right now, let's pull out some classic Madison rock, little indie rock for you. Tiny Riot's Hearts Should Be Harder on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.